Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We're never taking time out just to get into that beat for a second. Hi, Penelope Noir.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. And of course, you brought a friendly face in with you again this morning.
I have indeed. I've brought in James Dobson of Jimmy D.
Hi.
Jimmy D himself. Hi,
it's
how
me.
Are you, James?
It's me, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for coming in. What have you guys got all planned? What's the sort of shenanigans are you up to here with your special guests?
Well, I've brought James up to discuss his latest collection, which is truly amazing, Autumn Winter 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Bender.
Yes.
Is the name of the collection?
Yeah. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've just
okay.
been.
Okay. Thank you very much. Cheers.
I'll see you later. I'm done.
Bender.
Yes.
It's a good word, Bender.
It is. I kind of chose it because it's, you know, obviously it's got a few kind of meanings,
yeah.
you know, going
yeah.
out in a bender, and obviously being a bender is kind of like a slang for.
I haven't heard that term for a while.
Yeah, no, it's a classic.
It's a classic. Bender's a classic. But is it a term of abuse?
Yeah, I guess
it can
so.
Be, can it?
But then, you know, kind of trying to reclaim it, and the whole yeah. collection is all about kind of queerness and. A lot of the shapes are very kind of non.
Well, how come I liked it so much? I don't consider myself. Well, yeah, and I saw some of your stuff just then, and I thought it's quite good.
It's all good, Mikey.
Where does the quote "There's nowt as queer as folk" come from?
That's like.
Is that Shakespeare?
Actually, I don't know.
It's just basically like, meaning everybody's weird. So
yeah,
that
yeah,
means,
yeah,
it?
Yeah. It's just yeah, embedded yeah. in my brain. I think it's like a Northern English. I don't know.
Oh, right. It's
maybe.
Really cool.
It could be Shakespeare.
Yeah.
This is terrible. I should know that.
But that's what essentially means. It means that the weirdest things you'll ever see are just people.
Exactly.
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
and
is true.
So,
I'll tell you what, at 95 BFM, you realise that's true.
Oh yeah.
Even just in this room.
Yeah. Yeah. When I started working here, I was like, oh, I found my home.
Well, that was kind of like what the collection's about. It's just about the misfit and the weirdos, and you know, I felt like quite a fashion outsider when I first fell in love with fashion. I was like, I love this world, but I don't know if I fit into it. And so that's what this collection's about. It's about like,
how many years ago was that, just out of interest?
Oh, when I was like...
Just ago, eh?
Yeah, 17. So we're talking, you know...
Last week.
Yeah. Yeah, just a couple of years.
20 yep. years?
Yeah.
Yeah, 20s?
Yeah, 20. Just over 20. Yeah.
It's a year into it now. Okay.
Yeah.
You weren't wrong.
No.
That was a good call.
Yeah.
And so tell us about Bender. Tell us what that's all about. Because was that thing you just held up before, was that part of it?
Yes.
Yeah, so I bought
amazing.
Some fabric in.
Yeah.
The collection kind of started because there's, like last Fashion Week that I did, I saw a lot of designers talking about kind of quite political things like the environment and immigration and stuff that I thought was really cool that fashion was finally kind of tackling. But I didn't see anyone talking about sexuality or gender. And that was kind of the starting point for this collection. I wanted something that kind of, yeah, spoke about that stuff because I don't see any other designers really talking about.
Spoke about it in what way? What?
Well, just like
from your viewpoint, I mean.
Well, from growing up, you know, gay and like upper hut, there's those kind of experiences. But also like just non-binary and like how clothes inherently aren't born with any kind of gender or like yeah. you know, like it's a t-shirt. Who decides whether that's a men's t-shirt or a women's t-shirt, and what can women wear or men wear or you know, people yeah. that don't like.
And if you decide to wear something that's unisex, does that make you a bit sort of
I think that makes you amazing.
Yeah.
I love seeing men in you know, what is traditionally women's clothing. So
yeah.
I love seeing a guy wearing a dress or
exactly.
wearing a skirt or a kilt or something like that. Like, that really turns my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I kind of pictured this collection as a show collection. So I was imagining, like, an all-queer casting and just really playing with, yeah, what people would be wearing on the runway.
Yeah, and for this collection, you've collaborated with another artist, in the past, being like Andrew McLeod.
Mm-hmm. Can I jump in here? Yep. I might have the opportunity to ask this question again because it might have come into my head again. Why is it called a runway? Because no one ever runs.
I don't know where the runway came from.
Would it be a walkway, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Or a stomp way.
Maybe
or
it's because it's like a collection taking off like a plane.
Well done.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Some models do walk very quickly, though.
Yeah, not a run, though. That's a canter. It's a canter. Or a
canter way.
It's a trot. A trot way. You can't walk, I guess.
True.
They do slinky sometimes, old cats. Yeah, they do slink.
Some of them walk a bit like
panthers.
Like sick old cats as well, but yeah.
I like the anti-gravity walk where they're kind of like leaning back so far, legs in front.
I like the one that guys do. It's this one here, this one. You can't see this one, so it's this one.
Oh, yeah.
That's the meerkat one.
It's sort of like I figure it's like, it looks a wee bit, to me, it looks like a heavy-footed rooster. Like a rooster that's been on the meds.
Yeah.
Like someone's medicated their rooster to walk. And I don't want to buy clothes for a medicated rooster.
Or a rooster wearing like New Rock boots or something.
Yeah, New Rock. You know who we're talking about. Local designers. Oh, look. Still.
Okay. Can we talk about the artist that you...
Yeah.
So, now I'm just thinking of roosters. George Hajian.
Yeah.
Hajian, yeah. And so how did you... maybe we should describe what his work's like.
So George does a lot of collage work, a lot of found imagery. Like, he's got like a big selection of like old kind of bodybuilder magazines and like and kind of 70s like gay porn.
Haven't we all? Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And so he kind of like...
Isn't it great the way that he's turned that into some sort of like his library of collection?
Yeah. It's legitimate.
Instead of like, hey, look at all that stuff behind your door there. It's just like, oh no, that's part of my artiste.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that stuff you held. I mean, Tess, you didn't see it before. Perhaps you could hold that up again so we could so Tess could get a look at it so she can get a rundown of this fine collar. So this is, we're looking at a screen print on silk, is it?
It's a digital print onto silk. Yeah. So,
beautiful, isn't it?
Mm, there's a bottom.
Yes, there's a few little...
So you don't need to point that out.
I want to see the bottom.
Oh.
There's a few little discreet bottoms. There's two bottoms, I think.
See, if I had said, oh, no, you turn over, I want to see that bottom, I'd be out of a job for you. No.
Under the cactus.
There's a bottom under the cactus, girls. That sounds like a trap. That sounds like a trap, doesn't it? There's a bottom under the cactus, ladies. Just fish around under there, you might find something.
But yeah, I mean, obviously he's exploring these ideas of kind of classical beauty and...
Greek imagery and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. And kind of very literally kind of deconstructing it.
All right, that's enough now, Tess.
Okay. I'm just admiring.
She's crawled underneath the thing.
I like the bright colours on it too.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. It's really beautifully done.
It's tied in with like a bit of fluorescent yellow.
Yeah.
There's a bit of...
What does the
cobalt?
Yeah.
Pole vault and cactus.
Pole vault.
Read into that what you will.
Okay.
But I wanted to do a print that was like, I mean, from a distance, it's just kind of beautiful colours and textures.
It's kind of beautiful anyway. I'd wear a shirt with that on.
Yeah, well, there is a shirt in the collection.
As long as people like Tess and Ben didn't come, oh, where's the bum? Show us the bum.
Well, that's the amazing thing about the fabric that we created. So it's all made up of like George's collages, but the repeat, so it's like 1.5 meters long, and then it will repeat.
I've always wondered what the correct term for that is.
Yeah.
With wallpaper or ongoing, the repeat.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So it means that every garment that we cut out of it is like complete. Like,
so what sort of garments would you cut digitally screen printed silk?
Yeah, so we've got two weights. That's the crepe de chine that's like not sheer. And then there's it's beautiful. It's like liquid. And then there's a silk georgette that's sheer, and so obviously we do quite different shapes within those two fabrics. But there's, silk shirts, bias cut dresses, floaty kind of confections.
Where can people see this? They can't see it on the radio. Where can they see it?
JimmyD.co.nz.
So you can have a look at it now online?
Yep.
Cool.
Yep, the first drop's online now. Oh,
first
stores.
Drop. Yeah. See, it's a
fashion lingo.
Fashion lingo.
Yeah. There's also there's the usual pieces in black, but there's also a really amazing pastel-y kind of. How would you describe the pink?
Pastel-y?
Like a bubblegum kind of.
It's kind of like a real Barbie pink almost. Yeah. I wanted to, because if I was doing a collection about gender, it was like, what colors am I going to do? And it's like, just do pink and blue and play with those ideas and put, you know, pink on boy models and
This is exciting for you because you run fairly heavily black.
Yeah, but the last few seasons we've kind of been playing with colour and with print and people are really liking it. I'm only ever going to wear black. I actually have ordered myself a shirt.
You're amongst friends. I can't see you wearing it.
I'd definitely wear that print.
Yeah.
Like, if I go out for a night and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if you walk into a shop full of black, it's A, kind of intimidating, and B, kind of hard to like decipher.
Penny's
like, no, it's my wardrobe.
That's my wardrobe.
but yeah, so color and texture is good just to break up the black just visually. So
All right. Hey, well, thank you very much for coming in, Jim.
Thanks for having me.
And Jim or James, you put James on the face to face, and Jimmy on online.
Yeah,
so,
that's all right, it.
James, thanks for coming in. Penny, of course, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mikey.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.